criticizing the response to a school shooting. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety today saying law enforcement authorities had enough officers on the scene of the Uvalde school massacre to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the building.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Colonel Steve McGraw testifying today at a Texas State Senate hearing that a door to a classroom was not locked, and officers with rifles stood and waited in a school hallway for nearly an hour waiting for a key while the gunman carried out the May 24th attack that left 19 children and two teachers dead. State elections officials are testifying before the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol violence today. At the hearing, the panel's focusing on pressure put on officials by the Trump administration to overturn the results of the last presidential election. The Minnesota Supreme Court today ordering the city of Minneapolis to immediately hire more cops or prove why it can't after residents sued 2 years ago after hundreds of officers quit following the death of George Floyd.
The Minnesota Supreme Court ordering the city of Minneapolis to immediately hire more cops. The order, after residents sued in 2020 in the wake of a mass exodus of hundreds of officers following the death of George Floyd, the riots, and calls to defund police, most notably from Minnesota's U.S. Rep. Democrat Ilhan Omar.
We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
Crime in the city continues to skyrocket. The high court ruling that Minneapolis Mayor Democrat Jacob Frey has a clear legal duty to maintain at least 731 officers. Though
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
There appears to be some light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
In its early days, the coronavirus pandemic killed thousands of Americans at an alarming speed until vaccinations came on the scene. While COVID-19 is still around, it's a lot less deadly, even though cases continue to rise. It's responsible for an average of 314 deaths a day. That is down from more than 3,000 in January 2021. Scientists telling the New York Times that is due in part because most Americans are vaccinated or have immunity from being exposed to the virus. The big concern for doctors now is a condition known as long COVID. Thousands continue to suffer from COVID-related health problems for weeks and even months. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
An auction to help Ukrainian refugees breaks a record.
The Nobel Peace Prize given up by a Russian journalist to help Ukrainian kids shatters a record.
Ladies and gentlemen, done. Over $100 million.
The live auction Monday night for Dmitry Muratov's gold medal. Its proceeds go to UNICEF to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees. Muratov saying it's to help give them a chance. He was awarded the prize last October for his work at a now-closed independent Russian newspaper. Heritage Auctions not confirming the identity of the buyer, but saying the winning bid was made by proxy. The most ever paid for a Nobel Prize medal previously was $4.76 million in 2014. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
President Biden has signed off on giving federal wildland firefighters a hefty raise in the next fiscal 2 years. The move affects more than 16,000 firefighters and comes as much of the West braces for a difficult wildfire season. Agencies are now authorized to increase the base salary of federal wildland firefighters by $20,000 per year, or 50% of their current base salary, whichever is lower. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.